opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into our special edition of Sports Talk. Nicholls State University in Thibodaux at the Manning Passing Academy. Folks are filing into the stadium here now as we get ready for the Air It Out competition coming up at 8 p.m. this evening. The weather... doing great right now. Like we've been talking about, this breeze has been beautiful. The sun's really down now,
so it's feeling
a lot cooler. No, I would take
this every year for the Manning Passing Academy if we get it like this. It's a little overcast. It's not super hot.
It's perfect.
Yeah, we got a few, a little gnats.
But that's all right.
I'd rather take that and it'd be 101 degrees and that 100-degree humidity. We have with us as one of our guests. She's here virtually every year at the Manning Passing Academy, Chrissy Freud. Chrissy works for USA Today, covers college football, the NFL, also does a great job of evaluating quarterbacks. And so what better place than the Manning Passing Academy, right, Chrissy?
Yeah, it's my favorite event to come to by far every single year. And I feel like it's such an underrated opportunity for reporters, just the access that you have, all the top quarterbacks, except for a few. I was very disappointed to see that Carson Beck was not here this year. But, I mean, it's everybody in one place, and there's not a whole lot of interference, and you don't find that anywhere else. And I notice more national-level reporters coming this year, so I guess it's starting to get noticed, but it's been quite a gem for me, specifically every season.
So right before I get to interview Kate Klubnik, passes Chrissy a comment. So Chrissy, I'll let you go with that one.
Yeah, I really appreciated the candor that he showed. I mean, that's, like I said, about the not having a lot of restrictions here. I feel like the guys let loose a little bit more, and there's not a lot of coach speak. But I think that's kind of just something that maybe comes naturally to him. He certainly didn't pull any punches today. He said to me, last year I went here, and there were two people that interviewed me, and I had to see the swarms of the crowds around the other quarterbacks. And then added to that, he said, and then also last year everyone said that I sucked, and I don't really use that as I don't let it get to me, but at the same time somehow he lets it it fuels him, and he said that he's still quote unquote living off of that just a little bit.
It'll be interesting. Week one, mm-hmm. LSU with Garrett Nussmeier going to Clemson. And again, Brian Kelly said difficulties, three straight losses in season openers, going up against Clemson in their own backyard.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough, and it comes down to the quarterback battle, in my opinion, and it's going to show which of these two guys, and maybe they both still prevail. They're considered to be in the top five right now, and I feel like Garrett Nussmeier is kind of harnessed. When we look back at the beginning of his career, it's a lot of gunslinger tendencies, and it's a really high ceiling, but there's a lot of quarterbacks that have a really high ceiling, but you'll see that some of them have a lot of things to harness in to not take it too far, to take too many risks. And I think he's coming into his own on that. And then Cade Klubnik, it's not the same as Bo Nix. They're two very different quarterbacks, yep. But it's the same case of the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Like, I remember looking at Cade Klubnik last year and be like, oh, okay, like, here we go. Like, this is the top five quarterback. It's, oh, wait, no, we don't here in the same game sometimes. And he specifically told me that he was trying to work on decision-making and not making stupid mistakes, and he specifically mentioned whenever he gets outside of the pocket whenever he goes on the run, that's where he feels like he's making the majority of his mistakes. So just kind of honing some of that stuff. And he said he's looking forward to, in year three, shouldering a lot more pre-snap responsibilities as well.
You and I like one guy, and he made great strides last year, mm-hmm. Norris Sellers.
Yeah.
And he's a big dude, and he can run, but he showed last year so much improvement with his setup, his delivery. It wasn't just an arm throw. He was actually putting touch and using everything mechanically that you have to develop into a top-flight quarterback. But I know you really like Sellers also.
Yeah, I spoke to him last season about some of his development. And I think what Lenora Sellers brings is really what makes up this new sense of electricity that South Carolina has. South Carolina's been a really exciting team to watch as of late. I think it's because of him, and he simply has the it factor. I think he's light years ahead of where he should be in terms of age and in terms of experience. You talked about some of the things that he improved on, but I talked to his high school coach, and he says he saw the same look in his eye, I believe it was in the Mizzou game, that he did in the state championship. And he said that's when you know that he's going to make it happen within like 20, 30 seconds, went down and won that game. We all thought that it was over at that point. And just, it sounds simple, but the ability to do things like that, it's going to be exciting to watch how he continues to progress, like I said, already so far ahead of schedule.
Bobby Abey and I talk about this all the time. How the hell did they lose to LSU? When you think about that game, everything sort of broke right for them, especially in the first half. LSU makes that run, and then, you know, Nuss throws a pick, and somebody just tries to decapitate Nuss, basically kind of ends it. They get the ball back, and then you miss a field goal at the end.
Yeah, that was the theme with South Carolina last season. They're going to give you a really big issue no matter who you are. And I think they scared a lot of teams that thought they were going to get an easy win, but half of those times, they weren't able to finish it out. And that's kind of something Lenoris and some of the others on that team were saying last season, that they need to focus more on finishing and not letting it get away from them, not causing problems for other teams and losing it just by an inch.
All I know is their defense won't be as good, not with all that talent that's headed to the NFL. Man, they had some cats that could play on the defensive side of the football. I think they'll be a better offensive team this year. But defensively, man, to lose what they lost, whew, that's a lot to replace for the Gamecocks. Anybody in particular from a young quarterback standpoint that you're looking forward to watching and his growth this year?
I would say from a young quarterback perspective specifically, probably Gunnar Stockton. It's going to be interesting to watch what happens at Georgia. And you've got Jared Curtis, you've got Gunnar Stockton, Ryan Puglisi. There's, honestly, in my opinion, this might be the most questionable quarterback room that Georgia has had in a really long time. And I'm not entirely sold on Gunnar Stockton. I think that a lot
Neither
of
am I.
I think what it is Georgia fans miss Stetson Bennett so badly that they kind of saw something similar, because Carson Beck, in this sense, kind of like a JT Daniels, I guess you could say. And then Gunnar comes in and wins a really big, really big high-stakes postseason game. But you could see that he was not ready at the line of scrimmage at all. There's a lot of things he needs to fix, and in that next game, that all showed. There's a lot of things that need to be fixed, and I'm not sure he's quite ready from a development perspective. But, I mean, he could prove everyone wrong. It's the same thing that Stetson Bennett did, but I do think there's a little bit of an overhype because the narrative's a little bit similar, and I think Georgia's longing for that so much.
One of the guys that caught my eye here is Levitt from Arizona State, and so I get to interview him, and he was like, I'm going to miss that Scatterbo guy. He kind of took a lot of pressure off me because, you know, the best thing for a quarterback is to have a running game, and they had it with him. And to think 2 years ago, he's at Sacramento State.
Yeah.
And then he comes in, man, this ain't nothing. Oh, against these guys, I got it. But I saw a lot of improvement with Levitt, who's an Oregon kid that goes to Michigan State and ends up at Arizona State. And they had a magical ride last year, the Sun Devils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that every year you kind of have those wild card, dark horse quarterbacks, and he's clearly risen a lot from kind of the unknown under the radar. So it's going to be interesting to see what he's able to do moving forward this season. But he is kind of one of those that fits in that he's going to really, really be successful or fall off the grid really quickly.
One of the guys I wanted to ask you about is the Florida quarterback in Lagwell, because we saw him as a freshman And, okay, he comes out highly touted. I think he's a five-star recruit, maybe either the number one quarterback in the country. And, you know, that quarterback gets KO'd in the first game against Miami of Florida. And he had a rough ride early on. But late in the year, DJ was really, really good.
Yeah, I think that's a health thing, and I think it's also a Florida thing,
yeah.
If you will. You look at those two things. Staying healthy is paramount for a quarterback. We watch some of these guys that are highly touted that are supposed to be first-round NFL picks
yeah.
fall off because they just can't stay healthy. And at the end of the day, I think some quarterbacks are cursed, but at the same time, it is the responsibility of the quarterback to stay healthy. Matt Hasselbeck told me that very early on in my career, and it kind of gave me a new perspective. So I think he brings a lot of raw tools to the table. He's another one that didn't win the Gatorade Award for nothing. So from a mental perspective as well. So if Florida can keep its foot on the gas from the way that it was turning things around at the end of last year, and if he can stay in full health, I think that he's going to return back to the stature that we originally had him at.
And Gators are going to be tough. If he stays healthy and they make that run, the Gators are going to be a tough out. Chrissy, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Always great insights. And thank you so much for coming here. And like I said, you are sort of a fixture here at the Manning Passing Academy.
Absolutely. I kind of feel like it's my thing, so I appreciate that.
Thanks so much, Chrissy.
Chrissy Freud
does a great job covering not only college sports, also covers the Falcons, the NFL, for USA Today. Steve, we're going to go to break, and we'll come back. We'll have on with us an old buddy of mine, Dean Klein-Smith, longtime trainer, been with the Manning Passing Academy since day one, also with the Senior Bowl and was with the Saints almost from day one. Right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on Sports Talk at the Nicholls State University in Thibodaux for the Manning Passing Academy. Mike Dettelier and Steve Geller happy to now be joined by Dean Klein-Schmidt. Thanks so much for giving us some time, Dean.
Hey, Steve, it's great to be here.
And Dino is a real fixture here in the Manning Passing Academy.
Only 19 years.
Only 19 wow. years. Hardly nothing, huh? I remember 19 years ago. But, man, it's how unbelievable has this camp developed, Dean, throughout all these years? and what Archie and Peyton and Eli and Cooper have put into this is just remarkable. Because they could be somewhere else. They could be in Orlando if they wanted to.
Oh, no. I know that. I know that. The scope of this camp is just incredible. And all the effort that they put into it. I mean, this is a huge operation. I was just taking earlier this evening some potential sponsors around. They were blown away. They couldn't believe the number of campers. The 27 practice fields, 1,450 campers, 150 coach counselors. We've got 90 athletic trainers, certified and student trainers here, just for helping with the hydration and
Okay,
so it's a big deal.
Dino was here when the Saints trained here in the 70s.
1975.
Okay, tell Steve about that rain and them mosquitoes.
Oh, we had mosquitoes that could rob the ice truck and stop there. It was amazing. The worst part of it was the fields were underwater.
Yeah,
it rained so much we had to get on the bus. We'd get up in the morning early, have breakfast, get on the bus, go to Tulane Stadium, practice at Tulane Stadium, morning practice, come back, go under the buses and get box lunches, cold cuts, sandwiches and potato chips and an apple for each player. Gave them about an hour to rest in the locker room, sitting in a folding chair, went back to the afternoon practice at Tulane Stadium because it was that polyturf then in those days. Then, when practice was over at 4:30, back on the buses, come back to Thibodeau,
wow.
Shower, eat dinner, go to meetings, go to bed, get up and do the same thing the next day, and over it. It was so bad.
Needless to say, they weren't back at Nicholls State.
No.
That was end of story after that.
And next year, we were in Dodger Town at Vero Beach.
Yep.
In Vero Beach,
man, that was pretty neat, Vero Beach, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
Man,
it really was. So, but it's been great. But this camp, I look forward to this for months. Just the family feeling is incredible. When you're around the Mannings, that's a special deal. It's just a special deal. And now to have Archie put Hyde in our, we've got a four-man apartment here, a dormitory apartment, like. And so it's my son, Rhett, and I on one side, and then my good friend, Barry Weinberg, from Major League Baseball, St. Louis Cardinals, among other teams, and Hyde is in there. So,
but Hyde became the only lineman Manning.
Yeah,
he was the only lineman that was a Manning.
Exactly. He actually introduced himself at the staff meeting today as, what was it?
Former.
He said, former right tackle, Newman High School. So, but he's a beauty. But what he did was take the spare bedroom of Chris Mortensen, who was our longtime roommate and fixture at the Manning camp. He was such a special guy that he brought so much character to this. It was something. We really miss Chris Mortensen.
Yeah, sure enough.
And I know Archie's already talked about the missing Buddy Tevens. We thought we'd have to stop the camp if Buddy ever didn't come by.
Buddy was so special, and I remember just coming here, and he was one of the first guys to meet you. Man, am I great to see you again, and talk to you.
Same with us. Same thing.
It was just so sad to see how it ended with him here. You were involved so much with certainly with training, but also sports medicine, and the jump we see in that today. I had knee replacement surgery.
Yes.
Four weeks ago. I just seen my doc, Dr. David Elias. He just passed me.
He just walked by.
He just passed me. He made sure that I was still breathing here. And so it's amazing today how you can get not only older people like me, but also athletes back and ready to play so quickly.
Yes. And anymore, I retired from the National Football League in 2014. Things have changed so much now. I don't recognize an athletic training room anymore. I mean, it's just things have changed so much, and so much advancement, so much rapid advancement and in technology and theory So things have really changed. You're right. It's an absolute changing occupation.
And two is, from a player's standpoint, it's different. You want to try to get them back on the field as quickly as possible, but you also don't want to put their career on the line. And sometimes they got certain coaches, and I'm not going to name them, yep, but you know who I'm talking about. Their deal is, man, listen, you paid to get that guy back out here. I want him now. And that athlete now has got a little bit of stroke that's saying, no, I'm not going to play until I'm 100%. I don't want to put one bad tape. Secondly, I don't want to re-injure what I have.
No, exactly. But when you were saying the pressure is to put players on,
yes,
back on the field quickly, yeah, quickly, and I'll add, and safely. So that's where we really lean on our team physicians. And I've been blessed in my 42-year NFL career that I had team physicians that we were in lockstep. All three teams that I was with, we worked hand in hand. And you got good doctors, great doctors, and they will explain to the general manager, they'll explain to the head coach, explain to the president and the owner, you know, that this is what we have to do. You know, this guy needs time to heal, or he's not ready to go back. So I was absolutely blessed on that.
The kind of explosion we've seen, maybe over, we see it in basketball, we've also seen in the NFL, Achilles injuries. And, Dean, that is something that probably when you were there, you didn't see a lot of, and it was career-ending.
Yes.
But once you had that, that was sort of into the, yeah, career. You can come back from it. But we've seen this kind of explosion of a lot of Achilles injuries. So tell us a little bit about maybe why, or is it just maybe just that cycle?
You know, you're the third person today that's asked me about Achilles tendon injuries. And, again, I've been out of it. I've been out of it now for 10 or 11 years. You know, I don't know the answer to your question.
Okay.
But overloading, working. One thing that doesn't strengthen the way muscle strengthens is tendon. So all the emphasis, you see what I'm saying?
I got you.
All the emphasis on strength training, conditioning, and fitness, things get stronger. Ligaments get stronger, muscles get stronger, tendons don't. And that overload principle might be one of the problems there.
We see some athletes that can play. Ricky Jackson was one. The only accident he had, he ran into the back of an 18-wheeler one night.
No,
but he goes through the entire he got nicked up a little bit, and he would admit it. But he didn't have a major injury. We think of Brady for all those years. He had the one major knee injury with New England.
Yep.
But he goes through all that time, and then some guys – when I see it, one injury after the other, red flag goes up for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to fool with it, because you know what? That is something that you can't erase.
No.
I think once you in that kind of snowball, it continues.
I agree. And you mentioned Ricky Jackson as the counterpoint to the guy that gets injured all the time. I mean, I was, again, blessed to have a guy like Ricky Jackson almost all of his career was with the Saints. You know, he had the 2 years with the 49ers after he left us. But he you're exactly right. He just played. He came to play. And he just rub a little dirt on it and go out and play.
Okay, Ricky's taking pads off because he say it slowed me down.
Yeah.
I take all them pads out. He played with shoulder pads like Martin Anderson would have, just a little bit of shoulder pad, and went out there. Never injured. Major.
Yeah.
That to me is unbelievable.
He came into the training room one year and one Sunday afternoon, pregame, the officials were out there during pregame. And the guys had their uniforms on. They were warming up, then come in for final instructions. And so Ricky comes in. He said, Dino, I said, you got some of those 3x3 gauze pads? I said, well, sure, Rick. I said, we have all kinds of them. He said, well, just get me four of them. I said, well, what do you need gauze pads for? He said, the official told me I had to have thigh pads. And he took the gauze pads out and stuck them in that little pocket. Otherwise, he had nothing. And the official said, "You cannot come back on this field unless you have padding." He put on two gauze pads in each thigh pad, each pocket.
Okay, this will be the last question for you, but give it to me in the PG version. Give us a good Bobby Hebert story. I've heard all the R's and the X-rated ones, but the PG ones, PG-13 ones.
He was. I love the Cajun Cannon. He was just great, and we still have a great relationship.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, we have a memorial meal every July at his restaurant for our old strength coach, Russell Paternoster. We listen a lot. We don't get to talk. We listen a lot.
I could have told you that before you went to the dinner.
Oh my God. But I just love him, and I tell you, I feel fortunate that in my retirement from the NFL, and I got to work for a senior living facility in Kenner, and again a blessing. His mom and dad, Bobby, put Bobby and Paula and to have those two with me living with us for the years that they did. Was just terrific. A great family, the Hebert family. Terrific.
And if you talk to Mr. Bob, you know exactly where he got that gift of gab from. Because if you get caught with Bob's dad at that time, you weren't leaving for a while.
Well, we called him the cruise director, but he came down. He came down from his apartment every morning, went through the dining room and shook hands with every person in the place. Yeah, he was a beauty.
Such a spiritual man, too. He loved to be around there. And we had met up at one of the restaurants, and so I told him.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, I love to talk to Dean. Oh, love to talk to Dean."
We were really close. We just loved
God bless him, man. He was a good old boy in life. So Miss Paula too. She was just a terrific lady in life. Dean, thanks so much for coming here. Appreciate it.
Awesome stuff.
Thanks so much, Dean. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
We're going to take a break here on our special edition of Sports Talk at the Manning Passing Academy. We shall return with even more after this, so stay tuned on WWL.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gorgeous night here in Thibodeau. Sports Talk, our special edition at Nicholls State University for the Manning Passing Academy. Sun going down right now, Mike, and just the weather and picture perfect out here as well.
Yeah, and the stands are filling up for Air It Out, and that happens at a little bit after 8 o'clock tonight. And Cooper Manning sort of is the ringmaster for all that. Archie's like, let him deal with all that. I don't want to fool with it. But, man, we've seen some guys. And that has nothing to do with your NFL talent. But, man, Anthony Richardson came over here, and it was like, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
He threw one 85 yards. Me and Nikki Collins, we standing just a little farther up from where we're doing it, and the ball bounces at the back of the end zone. He threw it from the 15.
Wow.
And I'm like, whoa. Now, that don't mean that he can play in the NFL level, but it does mean he got a strong arm.
Right. Hopefully he works on that accuracy.
Well, I hope so, because it looks as though that Daniel Jones might have have an end there. Boy, you get beat up by Daniel Jones. Oh, goodness gracious. We're joined by the head football coach at Nicholls State University, Tommy Ryback. Tom, thanks so much for joining us, Coach.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And to see all this, and you get some of the residuals from it also because of the fact that for a lot of these young men, this first time they've ever been to Thibodaux, first time ever been to Nicholls State, and even some of the guys that local that come here, they've never been here.
Right.
And so this is kind of sort of a help recruit camp to a certain extent.
Without a doubt, such an attraction brings so many people here, you're right, both locally and from far away, just to come to this campus to see this product, and it really is a special weekend.
Football is right around the corner. Well, we can say it, but, man, it is right around the corner with you. So in this time of the year, what are you doing to sort of set up right before fall camp?
Yeah, so it is.
Your first year.
Yeah.
As the head coach, too.
Yeah, so we're in a summer program right now. We got an 8-week summer program. We've been 5 weeks in June. We're taking a break week here with the holiday coming up, and then we'll get back to work for 2 weeks before we get to preseason camp. But it's about building up, you know, the necessary conditioning and strength and all those things to get ready to have a good fall camp.
What Coach Rebo did here, he did a fantastic job. But you want to – come on, you want to put your own stamp on that. You were on the staff here. And you had a lot to do with the success here at Nicholls State. But, you know, every head coach, you know, come on, is this my team now? And,
yeah.
And so you've taken hold of that.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you said it. I mean, Coach Rebo did such an incredible job. This place – where it is now and where it was 10 years ago is just incredible. And so we're looking to make that same jump in the next 10 years. You know, we want to jump off from where we are now and bring this program to a national level and continue to grow and have success and deep runs in the playoffs and, you know, showcase what Nicholls State football is to a national crowd.
I remember this was years ago. Coach O takes over at LSU, and I said, come on, what's the hardest position to recruit? Oh, come on, T-boy. Offensive lineman, defensive lineman. God only made a few guys that are that big, that fast, that strong. That applies to you too.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you got to be good on the line of scrimmage to play and to win, and you also have to have good numbers and good quality bodies to be able to prepare to play and win. And so I think, you know, attacking that position and making sure that we got the right quality players on the roster is critical to success.
One of the things is the transfer portal affects every position out on the field, but you see so many of these quarterbacks here that, okay, I started here and then I transferred here, and then, you know, very few guys is just one spot, you know, very, very few guys. And you've got a young man, and he sort of has bounced around also. Iowa, Kentucky, I think there was one other spot, maybe he
New
was
Mexico
New Mexico State.
Yeah.
And so now he's here at Nicholls.
Yeah, I think at one time there was a little bit of a stigma about a transfer who had bounced around, and not anymore. That is the name of the game. And what you have is a great young man who found a great opportunity for him and a great fit. And so, you know, whatever school that is, however long it takes you to find it, that's what ultimately everybody is looking for. Hopefully everybody finds it out of high school, but nowadays you got to look a little longer and a little further. And we're so excited about Deuce and what he brings to the table, not only as a player, but also as a person and how he represents our program.
I told him, you know, I don't know if it happened just coincidental at Nicholls. They've had what I would call a little bit shorter quarterbacks than normal. Oh, he ain't that.
No,
he's a big dude.
No, he is. From a measurable standpoint, you look at him, he fits in with anybody at this camp. So, you know, just an asset for him, you know, to have that type of measurables and have the arm strength and have all the things that make him look like a pro prospect, you know.
Coach Tommy, I guess it's week 0, nationally televised game. You play in Cornet, where
Yeah.
And then that's a big thing for both programs to have that as a feature game on television.
Yeah, it's big. It's big. It's obviously huge for us, huge for the conference to be able to showcase what Southland football is about to a national audience. And it's exciting. It's exciting to be playing at noon because, you know, we're kicking off the college football season. Nobody
put them on this side of the stadium. Make sure that they're there. I know where that sun hits after 1 o'clock.
Yeah, in a big way. You know, they got no choice. They're going to be over there.
It ain't nothing cool in August. I mean, you know, nowhere. But, to play here, and I was telling Steve we were doing pregame for Luke's here also, Luke Augusta. We're doing pregame for LSU-UCLA. We have a bunch of UCLA people come in to eat at Acme Oyster House. And, man, they were like, oh, they talked about the heat and how bad it is. It's really not bad. And, it was cool that morning. But boy, when that heat hit at 3 o'clock that afternoon, they evacuated that stadium real quick. Man,
yeah.
We ain't used to this type of heat and humidity.
Yeah, I think everybody here this weekend has said, man, Louisiana, it's always just preheating. You know, it's just getting ready, so don't get too comfortable.
You've had some change at the running back position. Are you going to do this running back by committee? And who are your top guys there?
Yeah, we got a good quality group of running backs. And, you know, obviously with some guys moving on, be some new faces. But, you know, guys that stick out, Miguel Brock was fresh in the year in the conference last year. So having him back is huge for us. We also brought in a couple older guys, man. We brought in D.K. Kinsey, comes over from LSU.
The shoe, yeah.
Yep. And Jordan Poole comes over from NC State. And then, you know, we had some good quality players on the roster who were young and developing, Jaden Milton and Demondrick Blackburn's coming over. So we got a good core group at that position that are fighting for playing time and carries, but all bring a little bit different skill set to the table.
Okay, it's going to be the last question for you, but who's your center? Because, man, listen, I'm going to tell you, other than quarterback, I think it's the most difficult position to play. You got to know your spot, but also it's the communication you have with the guards, with the tackles. You got to sometimes calm down your young quarterback. You got to pick up, in which you know a lot about. There's so much more interior blitzing than ever before. So who's manning that center spot for
you?
Yeah,
that's Joe Bradford, and be a fifth-year player. He's coming from he was a junior college player, played at Mississippi Gulf Coast, joined us last year, kind of bounced around. Was a do-everything guy on the offensive line for us, but has settled into the center position and will start for us this fall.
Coach, best of luck to you. Thanks so much for joining us here this afternoon. I know you can't do too much recruiting, but whatever you can do, get you a couple players. Right?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All righty. Coach Tommy Rybak, head football coach here at Nicholls State University. We'll be back to finish it off here from the Manning Passing Academy, Nicholls State University, sponsored by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems.
Winding down this day here at Nicholls State University in Thibodaux for the Manning Passing Academy, our special edition of Sports Talk as we get ready for the Air It Out competition coming here. They call it, I guess, Friday Night Lights right now.
Lights happening, and the stadium is filling up. All the kids are waiting. But
you got a favorite in this competition tonight?
College counselors? I don't know. I tell you what, I saw him throw the football, and he can wing it. Sam Levitt.
Okay.
From Arizona State. And I watched him this morning. Ooh, man. he can wing it pretty good. And he was telling me about his journey. We're going to play a lot of that audio next week that we have from the guys that we get to interview. But he was telling me about his journey from Oregon. He's a high school kid in Oregon. Goes to Michigan State. They make a coaching change. I can't stay here. I got to leave. Goes to Arizona State. And he's like, man. Bang. Look what happened last year. He said, the only bad thing, I don't have that Scatterboo guy this year that they'll just turn around and hand it off to. But he said he was special. And he said, great guy in the locker room. But he said, he sort of took over. No, I'm the leader of this team, and I'm going to give you everything I got. And if you don't, then you answer to me. So he was like, you know, I was like, okay, you got that? I can play the other part of the leader, good guy, bad guy. But he said, man, one thing with Scatterboo, he let you know if you weren't doing your job, the first guy you were going to hear it from was Cam Scatterboo.
29th season of the Manning Passing Academy here. Unreal, Mike.
Unreal, and hopefully you and I see the 30th.
Amen to that. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. From Mike Dettelier, I'm Steve Geller, also Luke Augusta. Thanks so much, Luke, for joining us.
You were the MVP today, Luke.
Have a great one, everyone. Enjoy the weekend. We'll be back with more sports talk on Monday.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.